you're welcome to my podcast. It's great having you here again. I'll be exhorting you shortly, and our focus is don't lose your individuality. All right, now, before we proceed mainly into today's podcast, I want to drop an eye-opener. Frustration is inevitable if all my energy is pumped into what I do because I want to become like some other persons. I don't want to be you because I'm actually not you. I want to be whom God wants me to be and function in my own area of uniqueness. I'm glad to have you here once again. Join me after this time out. God bless you. You see, we try to fit in the mold cast by the society and some respected personalities in our lives, and we end up drying up inside. See, even in the writing world, everyone still has his or her own uniqueness and focus. Everyone has a pattern. Following your own pattern keeps you relevant and a blessing within your own sphere of influence. Anything you do because you see others doing will never last in your hands. You will only get lost in the crowd. You don't define yourself by looking at others, because they may not even measure up to what you think they are. Following them blindly means entering the same pit with them. You define yourself by looking at God. You define yourself by asking your Creator. He has the blueprint of your life with Him. He has the map of your life with Him. And before He created you, He had an intent in His mind. He didn't just create you, no, and after creating you, He started scratching His head to see what He can do with your life. You are not an afterthought. God had an intention in mind before creating someone as beautiful as you. So there is need for you to ask your Creator. You know, the Creator of a thing determines its purpose. The Creator of a thing determines its usefulness. The Creator of a thing determines what the product is used for. So it will be missing a lot if we are living our life outside of the blueprint that God has for us. We will be living an empty life if we are not living according to the pattern of God for us. If we are not walking, if we are not living according to the plan of God for us. If we are not following the plan of God for our lives. So God has a plan for your life. You will be walking in error if you are living your life outside of the plan of God for you. Fulfillment comes, joy comes when we ask God, when we have access to the original intent of God for us, and we are daily, every day of our life, living according to that plan. Oh, what joy and fulfillment comes. What joy and fulfillment that comes with following the plan of God for your life. My dear brother, my dear sister, you can never live life to its fullest if you don't know the plan of God for you. I want you to join me after this timeout, as I still have many more spirit breath words for you. Join me after this timeout. God bless you. pause. Yes, you. Pause. Look within you. There is something unique about you. There is something unique about how you do what you do. Don't lose it. Stick to it and grow in it. Don't lose your individuality. Don't lose your uniqueness. That uniqueness is your selling point. It makes what you offer different from that which everyone else offers. It may be the same product though, but in a unique way that is only peculiar to you. That makes you stand out. Don't copy anyone. They are giving out what is demanded of them, and their audience may be different from yours entirely. Copying others means moving out of your lane and thereby not being a blessing in your own sphere of influence. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I am so sure you got value. Nevertheless, I don't just want you to listen to it alone. I want you to use it maximally for your advancement. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. My name still remains Mrs. Adedire Tosin Adegoke. Till next time when I will be coming your way again. Bye. I love you. I love you. And I love you.